has joined.
Morning.
Good morning, Malcolm.
Morning.
We're going to wait another minute before we start. We will begin with a L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kudshabri Chulish Hidebid Hiluer Himu Utilud Hiluer Himu. Liakta L'Shem Yudhe Bavate, the Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Hino Amadonai Elohino Elena Maaseya Deno Kanane Elena Maaseya Deno Kananehu. Today we will study the second Aliyah of Parasha Shemot. This begins with chapter 1 of Exodus, verse 18, and completes with chapter 2, verse 10. This is a total of 15 verses. And we know the number 15 connects to the upper worlds of Atzilut and Bria. Vayikra melech Mitzrayim lam yaldot vayomer lahem. Madua asiten hadavar haze vat chayena et hayladim vatomarna am yaldot el paro kilo kanashim amitriot ha'ivriot ki chayot Eina b'terem tavo alehem am yaledet v'yaladu v'yetev Elohim lam yaldot v'yirev ha'am v'ya'atzmu me'od v'yi Ki yaru am yaldot et ha'elohim v'aya lachem batim v'aitzav paro v'kol amo lemor kol ha'ben ha'ilod ha'yoratash likuhu Call Habat Tehayun. Vayelech ish mi bet Levi, Vayikach et bat Levi, Vatahar hayisha, Vateled ben Vatereot.
Has joined.
Lotevat Gomewatah Mira Vahemar Uvazapet Vatasem
has joined.
Yeled Vatasem Vasu Alfifat Ayor Vate Tatav Ahoto me rahok lide amaya selo vate red bat paro lir hot al haye or bina aro te ha ho hot al yad haye or vate En hateva betochaso vatishla ed amata vatikaheha vativta vatirehu ed hayeled vihine na'ar boke vatachmo Allah watomer mi al day haivrim ze watomer ahoto el bat paro haele oekarati lachisha menekat min haivriyot Watenik lach et hayaled watomer labat baro leki watelech alma watikra et em hayaled watomer labat baro leki Ed hayeled hazeh, veheiniki hu li wa'ani, etein etzekarech, watika ha'isha, hayeled watnikehu. Vayigdal hayeled, watviehu, Vat paro vayehi la levain batik rashemo Moshe watomer kimin hamayim vishitichu. That's the completion of the Hebrew reading. As to the English translation. Verse 18. So the king of Egypt summoned the midwives and said to them, "Why have you done this thing that you have enabled the boys to live?" And the midwives said to Pharaoh, "Because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are skilled as midwives. When the midwife has not yet come to them, they have already given birth." Hashem benefited the midwives, and the people multiplied and became very strong. Actually, it's Elohim benefited the midwives. And the people multiplied and became very strong. And just as yesterday, we need to know if the word strong is referring to the number of people or their economic wealth or something else. Now, it took place when the midwives feared Elohim that he made houses for them. And Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, every son who is born you shall cast into the Nile, and every daughter you shall allow to live. But that's the same thing that we learned yesterday. So why is it being asked again or said again? And what does it mean that Elohim or Elohim had made houses for the midwives? Exodus chapter 2, verse 1. A man of the house of Levi went and married a daughter of Levi. The woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw him that he was good, she hid him for 3 months. The Zohar says those 3 months was the month of Gedi or Capricorn, and the month of Tammuz, or Cancer, and the month of Av, or Leo. When she could no longer hide him, she took for him a reed basket, smeared it with clay and pitch, placed the child into it, and put it into the marsh at the Nile's edge. His sister stood from afar to know what would be done to him. Pharaoh's daughter went down to bathe to the Nile, and her maidens were walking along the Nile. And she saw the basket in the midst of the marsh, and she sent her maidservant, and she took it. The Midrash doesn't relate at all to the maidservant. It talks about her arm grew miraculously to grab the basket and other miraculous type events. She opened it and she saw him, the child, and behold, he was a weeping lad, and she had compassion on him, and she said, this is one of the children of the Hebrews. His sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call for you a wet nurse from the Hebrew women so that she shall nurse the child for you? Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. So the girl went and called the child's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, take this child and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages. So the women took the child and nursed him. The child grew up, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became like her son. She named him Moses, and she said, for I drew him from the water. At what point did she bring him to Bacha? Did she nurse him for maybe a year or two or three? Or did she come to visit Pharaoh's daughter in the palace and nurse him there? How is this dealt with? The language is not clear, and we have many questions. Does anybody have any other questions? Continuing our study of Perek Shirah, we are on page 5, chapter 2, verse 6, or paragraph 6. Avim Omrim Yesher Hosech Citro Sevivot Tav Sekato Keshkach Maim Ave Shehakim. A verse from Psalms. The thick clouds are saying, He made darkness His secret place. His pavilion round Him was dark with waters and thick clouds of the skies. This verse is confusing to me. Why are clouds related to darkness? In essence, the clouds conceal the sun, and maybe that is what is being meant here. And he's saying that the clouds could exist in a palace or a pavilion, which is dark with waters. And that's like thunderclouds. But this is only thick clouds, because the next paragraph, Ane kavod omrim af peri ataria av yafitz anan oro. And this is a verse from Job. The light clouds are saying, also he burdens the thick cloud with an overflow. The cloud scatters its light. What is the meaning of thick clouds and light clouds? Are thick clouds thunder clouds and light clouds are the cirrus style clouds that are relatively high up and floating on the air? And everybody likes to lie on the ground and look up at them and try and see different animals in their shapes. Ruach Omer Amar La Tafon Teini Taman al tachlai habi banai merahok uvnoti mikte haaretz. This paragraph 8, is from Isaiah. And it's saying, the wind is saying, I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. The phrase, the ends of the earth. What does it mean? And what is the wind? Remember, we're not talking about the physical wind or physical clouds. We're talking about the spiritual essence of those things. We're going to do one more paragraph. Berakim omrim ma'alen nesim mikte haaretz birakoyim lematar asamote ruah meotzrotav. Another verse from Psalms. The lightning bolts are saying, he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain. He brings forth the wind from his storehouses. I think this verse is actually clear. And it's tying up with the other items that we spoke about today. The lightning bolts relate to the thunderclouds. The wind is blowing the clouds around. And in the paragraph that we just read, the lightning bolts are relating also to the wind. Because the wind and the vapors, we don't really know what the vapors mean, except that it's it's not using a word that I would think of as vapors. Because the word for vanity is hevel, and that's somewhat what the word for vapor is. But vapor is connected to the sun because it heats up the water that's on the earth, and it becomes a vapor and rises up to become wind and so forth. So maybe that's just what it's saying to hint to the people who were not scientifically knowledgeable back in the biblical days. It's hinting at the process of the evaporation to vapor, water going to vapor, and then vapor rising into the clouds and then falling back as rain. And that cycle. Does anyone have any questions? Hopefully we will have the three classes today, one at 11, which will be our basic class, continuing that series of classes, our Deep Zohar at 4:30, and the Ari essay at 7 p.m. I bid you all shalom gadol, much peace and serenity in your life today. Shalom.
Shalom, thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.